You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is the Budget Minded Traveler Podcast, episode 34.
Welcome to the Budget Minded Traveler Podcast, your source for the tips and tactics that will inspire and equip you to travel the world. And the best part? It won't break your bank. And now, the Budget Minded Traveler herself and your host, Jackie LaLanen.
Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome to episode 34 of the Budget Minded Traveler Podcast. If you have not listened to this podcast before, then special welcome to you. I know that the title of this one is probably going to get some people who haven't listened before because packing is such a monster of a task. So I hope you guys are ready for this episode, Ninja Packing Tips. Packing is actually something that I love, and I know that a lot of people really hate it. And I've only learned to love it because I've learned that it's really an art. And I've decided to kind of make it a challenge for myself as well. I really love to pack light. And I've learned how to do this over the years. Trust me, I did not start knowing how to do this stuff. Actually, the first time that I studied abroad in Costa Rica, you should have seen the sizes of the suitcases that I brought with me. They were massive, and there were two of them, and they were like the biggest suitcases that you can buy. I went out and I bought two of them, and I packed them both totally full. I was going for a year, and I'd only ever been to Mexico for a week at a time at that point, and so I had no idea what to expect. I'd never been to Central America, you know, and so going for a year to study abroad, I packed like my entire closet. I don't even know. I don't even know what I brought. But anyway, the point is, I definitely have learned since then. Now, I'm not packing for a year when I go now, but now I really love to pack in my 30-liter backpack, which is about the size of a school backpack, like a school kid's backpack, not like a travel backpacking. If you don't know the sizes of backpacks, we are going to get into that just a little bit. But my 30 liter is pretty small. It's so light and comfortable, and I love being able to pack everything just right in there. And so that's kind of the basis of what we're going to try and do today. Is I want to share some of my tips with you about how I manage to pack for trips in just a 30-liter pack. And if you've been on my website at all before, you've probably seen something having to do with packing. I know a lot of people end up on my site from Pinterest. There's a post I wrote called Ninja Packing Tips, and it's a 2-week packing list for Europe. I'm definitely going to be linking to everything that I mentioned here today. I'll be linking to everything on the show notes page, but that is by far my most popular post on my blog. It has something like over 30,000 Pinterest shares or something. It's just kind of insane. But I know that people really struggle with packing. And so I thought, I mean, packing, I feel like it's a very visual thing, but I know that a lot of people don't read blogs that listen to podcasts. And so I wanted to be able to, you know, attempt to share my packing tips with my listeners as well. And so we're going to give that a go today. And so we're going to talk about, I'm going to start basically with some tips to think about when you're getting started packing, which is going to include backpacks and, you know, how much you're actually packing, etc. But we're also going to then get into some kind of backpacker secrets, some little tricks that I use, as well as tips for specific, I have kind of a universal packing list that I always kind of have these things that I go to, you know, that's like the beginning of my packing list, no matter where I go. And then I start with the clothing. And so we're going to kind of get into a few different scenarios here with the universal packing list, and then some tips and some specifics for cool weather and also warm weather packing, with the whole idea in mind that you're packing light, that you're going to be packing in just like a 30 liter backpack like I do. So that is the awesomeness that we're going to be getting into today. And I'm going to say right up front, if you're in your car, if you're running at the gym, if you do not have access to pen and paper, do not worry. All of this is online. And so there are multiple ways that you can find it. All the notes from today are going to be on the show notes page, which for episode 34, this will be at thebudgetmindedtraveler.com/34. So all the links that I mentioned and all the posts, I'm going to have everything on that page. And I will say as well, there is a packing list download that you get for free when you subscribe to the newsletter. And that is one of the lists that I'm going to be using today as a source. And then the other list is the Ninja Packing Tips post that is so popular. And you can find that online as well. It's like a really comprehensive list. So don't worry about taking notes, because it's all there for you when you need it, which is really nice. So we'll go ahead and we'll get started here. So the first thing that I wanted to go over is the importance of picking the right backpack. And I am a huge believer in this, because the first backpack that I got for traveling over, you know, once I graduated from my two massive suitcases in Costa Rica, I actually bought a backpack, and it was awful. I mean, the backpack itself didn't have any problems. It was a great brand. It was a great backpack. However, it was a 65 plus 10. And when I say these numbers, they measure backpacks by the liter, like that's the capacity. And so a 65 means it holds 65 liters, basically, of your luggage. The plus 10 means it could be expanded to 75. So of course, what's a girl going to do? You're going to expand it. I mean, I packed that thing so full. So it's like, first of all, massive, just way too much stuff anyway. But the other thing about the size of that backpack was that it's a medium. And so when you have medium or sizes like that, like small, medium, large, that's actually having to do with your torso. And I'm not a big person, and a medium actually was too big for me. So it turns out I'm a small. So that backpack was just wrong for me in so many ways. But really, like, the biggest thing that was a bummer about it is that it hurt. It hurt to wear. And I, you know, I would get cranky and sore. And I mean, nobody likes that. No one's going to appreciate that. And so there are some things that I like to talk about. And I'm not going to get into this a whole lot. I actually do have a video that I made. It was my first video ever, so you should probably go check it out anyway. But I did make a video about how to choose the perfect travel backpack. And it really is good, because the tips that I cover in there are personalized for everyone, for everybody, you know? And so I'm going to link to that. But if you go to thebudgetmindedtraveler.com/backpack, you'll find that video. And I talk about capacity, comfort, convenience, which, I mean, that talks about all the bells and whistles, kind of the zippers and the pockets and all that stuff. And then also cost, which is really important for me. And so there's tricks there to saving money on your backpack. So definitely, before you do anything else, watch the video, make sure that you have the right backpack. Even if you already have a backpack, watch the video. Because if you're going to be going on a trip and you find out that you don't really have the right backpack, it's just going to, I mean, you're going to need a new one anyway, you know? And so make sure, watch the video, get the right size backpack. You'll be so much happier to begin with. And one of the things I say about the backpack is, actually, I'm going to say two things about the backpack. The very most important thing is don't, and I say this like 8 times in the video too, but don't let the length of your trip determine the size of your backpack. Let your body size and strength determine the size of your backpack, because that's more important. And then if you end up with a backpack that's smaller than you kind of imagined, just pack according to the size of the backpack. It's really not that difficult. And I'm going to help you with some tips to allow you to be able to do that. So, backpack covered. Moving along. The second thing I want you guys to think about when you are going to pack for a trip is, automatically, no matter how big your backpack is, you want to aim for about 80% full. Because the reason for this is, if you do pack it all the way full right at the beginning, it's just going to be really inconvenient for a lot of reasons. First of all, every time you stay somewhere and then have to put everything back in your pack and leave again, it's going to be really tight fit. Because when you first pack at home, of course, all your clothes are going to be nicely folded and arranged and organized. And it's just not like that when you're on the road, unless you're really, you know, analytical about how you pack and you want to make sure it's perfect every time. I would think that most of us aren't like that. And so it kind of just becomes a big mess. And if you're barely being able to fit everything in, then that is just going to be an issue. And you, if you ever buy anything overseas, which I really like to do this, I collect patches. I also collect ornaments, and I seem to collect scarves as well. And so I always know that I'm going to need a little bit of space to bring something back from wherever I am. And I'm not big on souvenirs for other people. If I did that, I mean, I've traveled way too much to bring back gifts for other people every time. But I really do like to have my collection of things that I collect from, you know, all the countries that I've been to. And so keep that in mind. You want to make sure you have room for these things if you're going to be if you do that. And so I aim for 80% full. You never know what else you're going to need. And that gives you lots of space for repacking every time that you leave your hostel or hotel. And also, before you get started packing, check the weather, and check the weather everywhere. And this is what I mean by that. In 2013, in January, my husband Nate and I took our honeymoon to Southeast Asia, and we were going to be in Thailand and Singapore and Indonesia. And we, first of all, didn't realize that January is monsoon season in Indonesia. It's a great time to be in Thailand, by the way. But we didn't have like rain gear or anything. I don't know. It had been a year since we traveled. 2012 was kind of taxing. And so maybe we just didn't really think about it. We didn't bring a rain jacket or an umbrella or anything. So check for the rain, check for the weather. But the other thing about that trip is that on our way back, we knew we were going to have a day layover in Korea, in Seoul. And so we thought, oh, this is going to be awesome. We're going to go explore the city, you know, and we're going to see Korea for a day. And we get there and it's literally 10 degrees outside and there's snow everywhere. I mean, like, we didn't look at the map. We didn't look at the weather. You know, I don't know why it didn't even cross our minds to check what would be going on in our one day layover, you know, because you're packing for Thailand, you're packing for sun and beach and warmth. And here it's the middle of winter in Korea. And I'm literally don't even have a pair of closed toed shoes. Like, I had flip flops. I'm going to put a picture of me on the show notes page of what I was wearing that day as we toured the city in Seoul, because it's ridiculous. We actually did from the airport, we did a city tour, and the company, luckily, they must be prepared for this. They had jackets, like winter jackets, heavy winter jackets for their travelers to borrow. And so we each, of course, borrowed one of those. I was wearing a pair of Nate's socks because I didn't have socks because I didn't have closed-toed shoes, so I didn't need them. And so I'm wearing socks with my flip-flops, like two pairs of leggings, every single layer that I own, plus multiple scarves that I had purchased. And when we went out on the street, I bought like a pair. I bought another scarf, of course. And I even, I think, bought a hat. It was ridiculous. I looked ridiculous, but it was funny. And it was a lesson well learned. So anyway, just check the weather. Just please check the weather before you go. Just know what's going to be. At least you're going to be expecting it, you know. So those are really the three main things. The backpack, packing 80% full or so, and then checking the weather. Those are things that are going to help before you even get started. Okay, so when you actually go to pack, there are a couple little tricks for gathering everything that you're going to need that isn't clothing. I like to call it gadgets. But I kind of think about each segment of my travels, and that way you're going to cover all your bases. So for example, on the plane, what will you need? That's where you grab your passport. Definitely grab your passport. Also, if you're going to need that yellow international certificate of vaccination, make sure you have that as well. And I'll link to a passport info page for you guys in case you need any help with that. Your wallet, obviously, your phone. Smartphone is a definite. If you haven't seen my post about how to use your smartphone overseas, you've got to check that out. It's very comprehensive. I will link to that in the show notes page. Also, the Kindle and, you know, or a book, and then a notebook or journal if you're going to need that. Whatever you're going to need on the plane, which for me also includes chapstick, gets very dry. So what's next? Are you going to be in the sun? What's the weather going to be like? So think about that. In the sun, you're going to need sunglasses. Sunscreen. I always say definitely bring sunscreen from the States because strangely enough, it can be really expensive in a lot of places. And so especially if you're carrying on, you're going to want a couple of little bottles of sunscreen or just one little bottle or whatever. A sarong is also great if you're going to be in the sun or if you're going to the beach. Sarongs are great because you don't need a towel. Think about while you're sleeping. Do you need anything? I need help when I'm sleeping. I need eye mask and earplugs. And I bring melatonin too because I'm a really light sleeper. I actually have a post about that. So I will link to that as well. Think about your personal hygiene. So if you need toiletries, makeup, whatever it is, bring minimal and definitely bring travel size stuff. I mean, we're going for carry-on here. So go and spend the dollar at Target or whatever, you know, and buy the travel size things. It's totally worth it. Think about your daytime adventures. You're going to need a camera. Do you have a GoPro? Are you going to want a day pack? We have a little stuffable day pack that's actually from REI. It's really great when you're, you know, it just stuffs right into your big backpack. And then, so Nate brings this because I usually have some sort of shoulder bag or purse, but he brings this little stuffable backpack, which is great for days and stuff. I have my shoulder purse that I always have something that goes around the shoulder because it's more comfortable to carry. But I also bring a packable purse, ladies, like a small purse that can just go into the bag somewhere because you don't always want to carry around the massive one that has all your stuff in it. And so I bring that if I want to go out at night or whatever. And here are some tricks, I guess. For ladies, I think guys do not struggle with this so much, but ladies, you only need 3 pairs of shoes. And I wrote a post about this because I so believe in it. But basically what I think you need are a comfortable pair of walking shoes. And I have discovered they're actually little black Skechers that I swear by. I can walk for days in them and I don't need socks, you know, they still look cute in pictures. So I'll link to those as well. Flip-flops are a must. You need flip-flops. Even if you're not going to the beach, please bring them and wear them in the showers in your hostels. And then the third pair would be, depending on the weather, if it's warm, bring a pair of like gladiator sandals or something that looks cute, you know, that can be dressed up or not, and then is still comfortable. And then on the other side of that, if it's cold, bring that pair of boots that you love, you know, a comfortable pair of boots that you can walk in, that you can dress up or down, because those 3 shoes really cover it all. And besides the boots, the rest of them are really easy to pack. So if you're going to bring the boots, you just wear them on the plane. That's what I do in when it's going to be cold where I'm going. Anyway, I will link to the shoes post because that is a big help to a lot of women I know. And another little trick for you, you can't bring scissors on the plane. We know this. But if you need something that cuts, you can bring nail clippers. They do allow that. Depending on where you are in the world, they may take your nail clippers and they may take your tweezers still, but they won't get you for that in the US. So, and then another little secret those little tiny sampler vials of perfume, ladies, are really, really great for travel. If you ever need, if you ever want to bring something, you know, and smell good, bring those little teeny tiny vials of sampler perfumes because they're just perfect for carry-ons. And my favorite, the Backpacker Fix-All Safety Pins. Safety pins are the number one tool that I use backpacking. You can fix anything with them, clothing, wardrobe malfunctions, sunglasses. And one of the coolest things about safety pins is you can lock your zippers with them. So if you place a safety pin in the right place on a zipper, you can lock it. And on that note, ladies, always bring a zipper. I mean, always bring a purse that zips closed. You know, don't make it easy for people to steal from you. I have a whole entire chapter in my book about safety, actually. And that's, you know, one of preventive measures are one of the biggest things. So safety pins are great. And if you have any zippers on your backpack, you can lock those too with safety pins. Also, a scarf is a wonderful, versatile item to bring. You can use a scarf for obviously warmth if you're going somewhere cold, or it can be an accessory. You can use it to cover up if you need to for cathedrals, mosques, monasteries, you know, religious places. If you are wearing a tank top and you need something, you know, if it's hot where you are, bring a scarf because you can really easily use that to cover up. You can use it for a towel if you find yourself without one, and you can use it for a sheet if you want to cover up your hostel or hotel pillow, which I actually do that all the time. So a scarf is a wonderful thing to bring. And then I think the last thing would be weather related. That's the rain jacket or an umbrella. And I will actually have a post that I wrote about. I'm not going to get into this now, but when it's good to bring one or the other of those. And so I will link to that because I find that in different places in the world, it's better to have a rain jacket or an umbrella. They're both good for different reasons. So anyway, that should cover your gadgets, so to speak. And we'll move on to the clothes now. Actually, I think this is a good time for an intermission. Here you go. I know it can be really hard to listen to one person's voice for so many minutes on end. So that was David Bisbal for you all. He's amazing and you should check out his music. He actually won Spanish Idol, you know, like American Idol, but the Spanish version in, I think, 2003. That was the year I was studying abroad in Costa Rica. And I've loved him ever since. But anyway, there you go. Did it work? You're all paying attention now, right? Anyway, okay, so on to the clothing. And I wanted to give a couple of tips both for warm weather and for cold weather packing. And so we'll start with the warm weather. This is what you're going to get if you subscribe to my newsletter, you're going to get an entire packing list of 2 weeks in a tropical destination. I just did this actually to Panama and Costa Rica. And I will go through what I brought with you here, but I do want to give a couple of tips first. Ladies, if you have not discovered running skirts yet, they're like skorts, which is a funny word, but they're amazing items of clothing. They look good. You can dress them up if you want, but they're still running skirts. So you can hike in them. You can run in them. I mean, you can do whatever athletic activity in them, and they're super comfortable. They're great for traveling. So they are one of my go-to items for warm weather. Absolutely. They're the first thing that I pull out to pack. The other thing would be leggings. I know we're talking about a warm weather trip, but leggings are just awesome for travel in general for women. They pack so small. So if you're going to need an extra layer, even when you're going somewhere warm, that's your go-to. You just put them in the bottom of your bag and you might need them. Actually, we were leaving from Montana to go to Panama and Costa Rica recently. And so I actually wore them on the plane, obviously, because it was like freezing here. So those are a really good thing to bring and not really have to worry about taking up space in your bag. Another thing are our merino wool long sleeve shirts. They're the smart wool shirts, basically, and they are really awesome for travel because of the actual makeup of the clothing, the material. They're they're what travelers refer as the shirts you can wear for days and they don't smell. So don't ask, just try it out if you haven't had one before. They are kind of expensive, but they're a nice, thin, warm layer, and you literally can wear them for a long time and you don't have to wash them if you don't have access to a dryer or a washer. So getting into what we actually brought, I'm just going to go through this real quick because it might surprise you. I already went over the shoes that we brought. I did the gladiator sandals, my walking shoes, and flip-flops. So I just went over that, three pairs of shoes. I think I brought two swimsuits. You don't need eight, really. Like, they take up, I know they're small, but once you put eight of them together, that's actually way too much space. Like, you really only need one or two pairs of swimsuits. And my packing list says two to three, but that's just compromising. Don't forget sleep clothes. So just keep that in mind. I have one to two pairs of running skirts on this list. And we kind of just went over that. I do own two of them now, and I definitely bring them. Also, the long sleeve merino wool shirt for that warm layer. One pair of running or yoga capris. Those are really, really great for activities. Say you need pants for something, zip lining or whatever it is. Those are great for that specifically. One pair of long leggings. I just mentioned this for travel and for warmth. One pair of skinny jeans or crop pants. And this is if you are going to be facing cool weather. It can be very up and down in a lot of different places. And on our recent trip, we happened to be going to two different countries and Hawaii. And so we knew we were going to be up and down with the weather. So I brought them. Two to three nice tank tops for evenings and dinners or whatever. And then also two to three comfortable tank tops for daytime activities, beach, etc. Remember, this is for warm weather. One to two t-shirts. I like to make sure I have at least a couple t-shirts, not just because they're comfortable, but also for traveling, because that way your backpack straps don't rub on your shoulders, on your bare shoulders. And then also for these warm destinations, one or two dresses or skirts. A maxi skirt is a good idea, especially if they are interchangeable with several of your tank tops. And then, of course, underwear and bras. Don't forget, bring a lot of underwear. That's one thing you can't go without washing. So just bring them all. They stuff, you know, you can stuff them into those stuff pouches or some sort of little pouch. That way they're always in the same place and always take up the same amount of space, etc., instead of getting lost all over your bag. That was kind of the girls' list. For guys, a couple pairs of board shorts, a couple pairs of other shorts, one nice pair, one comfortable pair, one pair of jeans in case it gets cold. That's your warm layer. A zip pullover of some sort or a long sleeve merino wool. Again, Nate and I both have these. Then your shoes. For guys, it's so much easier. I still recommend the flip-flops and then one pair of activity shoes. So if you're going to be walking, you know, bring a pair of comfortable walking shoes, but you really won't need much. A couple of button-down shirts, a short sleeve, maybe a long sleeve for warmth or for, you know, dressing up. Some t-shirts, four t-shirts I have on this list. This is what Nate brought recently to Hawaii and Panama and Costa Rica. Two tank tops, show off those muscles, and then, you know, bring your underwear as well. So that is a quick list for you for warm weather. You really don't need a whole lot. Notice that I only mentioned a couple of items of each of those, you know, and the best thing is if they're versatile, if they're, you know, if they can be mixed and matched and comboed, then you are way ahead of the curve. So just remember that. All right. So for cool weather, one tip before we get into a list of that would be for ladies, boots and a coat. You do need these things. Just plan on wearing them, not packing them. Okay, wear them on the plane, wear them when you're in transit, because that way you don't have to worry about fitting them into your bag. Don't suffer. It's going to be cold. You need a coat. This is the list of things that I brought. These are the clothes that I brought to Europe on a 2.5 week trip in the fall. So we're not talking winter. I realize this, but it was cold. It was frosty. We did see the first snow while we were there. So this is what I brought to Europe in the fall. I had my pea coat, I had 3 light sweaters and 1 fleece zip-up hoodie. So I'm not going through my closet and grabbing the biggest, warmest sweater I have. Not at all. These were like really thin, just warm layers. I did bring a beanie, shorts, and a t-shirt to sleep in. Don't forget your sleeping clothes. I think people do that a lot. 1 pair of warm tights and 1 pair of skinny jeans. So these tights, they're like cotton spandex, but they're kind of extra thick. That's what I brought on this trip. 3 tank tops, 3 t-shirts, and 3 long-sleeved shirts, and that's it. Well, and socks and underwear, of course, in a stuff pouch. That's all I brought. All of these things combined with a scarf, combined with coat, boots, you know, they're interchangeable. They're combo. You can create so many outfits out of, you know, basically what I just listed. And so that's what I bring. If that style works for you, then that's great. You know, the leggings and the layering, because that's kind of how I dress. And so it makes packing really easy and really light. So that's what I have for you for the cold weather. Guys, you really just need a couple pairs of pants, maybe 1 pair of jeans and 1 pair of other pants, and then a few t-shirts, a few long sleeve, maybe a couple button up if you want, and then your one, if you're going to bring a light coat. Or my husband is, he's just like, doesn't get cold. And so on this trip, he brought like a pullover and that was it. He didn't even bring a coat and he was fine. So if it's cool weather, you don't even need to bring a big jacket if you don't get cold easily. Okay, we're almost done. Hang in there. But before we're really finished, I wanted to touch on the carry-on just real quick. I did mention briefly that I usually have some sort of shoulder bag with me. And that is true. I have a cloth one, kind of hippie one that I got in Guatemala in 2007 that everybody seems to love when they see it. It was really cheap and it's still working. I've had to replace some zippers and some seams. Well, and by I mean my mom. But it's my go-to for most of my travels. It's very comfortable to wear. It has a nice wide strap so it doesn't hurt my shoulders. And in the carry-on, I make sure to put all of my electronics. I bring everything that has value with me. It is on my person. Okay, so I say this as if I'm going to check a bag. If you're going to check a bag, definitely make sure that you have all these things with you. I do it anyway just to be in the habit of doing that, keeping everything that's most valuable right with me for whatever reason. And on that note as well, the other thing you should think about if you are going to be checking a bag is to pack a change of clothing in your carry-on. Have an extra change of clothing in your carry-on, because if for some reason they lose your bag or it's delayed, I mean, we don't want to think about that, but it happens. I actually just had a podcast episode about this. It was the last one, so that would be 33. And so check that out, because that's amazing, amazing tips for anyone who flies, because it's what to do if you lose your bag, if the airline basically does something and messes up. So anyway, if that happens, then you're going to have all of your valuable electronics right with you. You're going to have a change of clothes. At least you're going to be set. So that's what I would recommend for the carry-on. Usually my carry-on is rather empty, and this is purposeful. I don't want to be carrying the most, you know, the most stuff in my, and I always say it like a carry-on. Okay. I need to get these labels straight. I'm just in the habit of calling my purse my carry-on. I don't know why, but whenever I say carry-on, that's what I mean, my purse, because I carry everything on. But if you're going to differentiate the two and one of them you're going to pack, obviously the purse is going to be your carry-on. So, and by pack, I mean check. I am just on fire right now. Now that I've completely confused you about what a carry-on is and the fact that I carry on everything, including my carry-on, I'll continue. What I'm trying to say, bottom line, is keep all your valuables, your change of clothes in your carry-on, there in your purse. There is extra space there for your sweatshirt if you want to take it off, your scarf if you want to take it with you on the plane, which I always recommend, you know. So that's a quick note on the carry-on also, or the purse, whatever it is. I cannot get that straight. And for guys, my brother and my husband use a kind of a messenger bag. They both have messenger bags and they work pretty well. They have wide straps. They have fold over, you know, zipper compartments, and they're pretty safe. That's the one thing that I'm going to say again, ladies, make sure your purse zips closed. That's so, so, so important. So with that, you should be good as far as the packing goes. I know that was kind of a lot, but I hope that that was a good start for you to start wrapping your head around how to pack light. All of those things that I just mentioned in a list, that will fit inside a 30-liter backpack, because I brought just my little 30-liter on both of those trips that I just read that list to you for. So keep that in mind. And we totally did it. In fact, as you will see, if you go to the post on my site, you'll see what worked and what I actually didn't need. So you can do it. I know you can. Don't bring more than you need. That's the thing, is we always think we need more than we're actually going to use. So just try and be really realistic about it. Don't pack things that you might need. Pack things that you will definitely wear. And remember, if you weren't taking notes, don't worry. It's all online. It's already online for you. TheBudgetMindedTraveler.com/34 are all the notes from this episode. And don't forget, if you want the free packing list for the warm destination, it comes free when you subscribe to the newsletter. You get a bunch of other free stuff and some good tips for the newsletter too. So check that out if you haven't subscribed yet. And the Ninja Packing List for Europe is also on my blog. I will link to that as well. One more thing before we go, I have a fun announcement. This is really exciting for me. The 10th annual podcast awards are happening in April at a conference I'm going to in Vegas, actually. And right now is the nomination period. And so if you are a podcast listener, if you listen to other podcasts, if you listen to this one, and you want to nominate me for Best Travel Podcast, you can do that. And all you have to do is go to podcastawards.com, and under the section where it says travel, you put in the Budget Minded Traveler, and it's thebudgetmindedtraveler.com is the URL for that. And you can nominate your favorite podcast for these awards. So this is not voting. Trust me, if I get nominated, that would mean that I'm picked for, you know, the top 10 travel podcast. That would be really exciting, and you will definitely be hearing from me again. But for right now, if you want to nominate me, I would be so appreciative and very thankful if you would do that, because before we can get to voting, you got to get nominated, you know. So I wanted to throw that out there and invite you to go to podcastawards.com and nominate me for Best Travel Podcast. I would love it. So thank you guys so much for listening. I really hope that you've gotten something out of this episode. I know it's packing is so fun. I hope that you've had fun listening to me talk about it for over 30 minutes now. But anyway, thank you so much. And I will talk with you guys soon. Good luck on your packing. Check the links. They will help you. And, you know, you can do it. So there you go. Have a good day.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.